5 ways to learn from General Conference. 1. Write down your questions before General Conference starts. 2. Seek to learn of Christ. 3. Watch for themes. 4. Take note of the Book of Mormon. 5. Be motivated and inspired to act.
These are some questions that youth frequently ask that were also addressed by church leaders in General Conference. As you study General Conference talks, look for answers to questions you may have. For full text of conference messages, go to conference.lds.org.
Question: How can I be guided by the Holy Ghost?
Answer: Be obedient, commit to act, seek guidance in good times and bad. Elder Larry Y. Wilson. Be humble, pray with faith, obey exactly. Pray to know the needs and hearts of others. See President Henry B. Eyring, his spirit to be with you. Seek personal revelation on questions. Know that God wants to speak to you. Be pure. Be obedient. Study the scriptures daily. Do temple and family history work regularly. Be patient. See President Russell M. Nelson, Revelation for the Church, Revelation for Our Lives.
Question: I don't always feel like I belong in church. How can I feel more unity with others?
Answer: As we draw closer to the Savior, as we seek to receive a personal witness through the Holy Ghost of His divine mission, we will have a better understanding of our purpose. The love of God will dwell in our hearts. We will have the determination to be one in our families, wards, and communities. And we will minister to each other. Sister Reina I. Aburto. The Savior declared, "If ye are not one, ye are not mine." We know that the spirit of contention is of the devil. In our day, the spiritual imperative for unity is largely ignored, and for many people the emphasis is on tribalism. In the Lord's Church, the only culture we adhere to and teach is the culture of the gospel of Jesus Christ. The unity we seek is to be unified with the Savior and His teachings. Elder Quentin L. Cook.
A strong answer. General Conference always helps me to resolve my questions. This one has been especially important because I was seeking to know if I will be helpful to the people where I'm going to serve my mission. I received a strong answer right to my heart when President Nelson said, "It really doesn't matter where one serves. What the Lord cares about is how one serves." I will always be helpful if I serve in the Lord's way. I know that because of the Savior, there is nothing we can't do. I know that He lives, and I can't wait to share this amazing and perfect gospel with others. Lara A., 19, East Sussex, United Kingdom. My hobbies. I love to read, listen to music, sing, and play the violin. I love my family and spending time with them.
Question: I keep making mistakes. I feel like I'm reaching my limit. Can I still be forgiven?
Answer: We need to continue getting up each time we fall, with a desire to keep growing and progressing despite our weaknesses. In our weakness, the Savior reassures us, "My grace is sufficient." Elder Lynn G. Robbins.